Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
To another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. We got through Thursday, September 13th edition. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday and is ready to kick off this Thursday action, where we have a measly 6-game slate, it says on DraftKings, but now it's only 5 because of the rainout in the Marlins-Mets game. All of those guys aren't going to be eligible for tonight's game, so we have a 5-game slate to break down. 5 stinking games. And a 2-point conversion NFL DFS podcast, we had to move to tonight's recording, so we won't have the Thursday preview. So at the end of this podcast, I will break down the Thursday night game for you. Sweet, short, simple, make it happen for you. But before we do so, speaking of NFL DFS, let me tell you about the QuantEdge.com. Phenomenal place for you NFL DFSers. Outstanding lineup tool. Injury tool is amazing. It lets you know if you take a guy out, the impact it'll have on the rest of your players. It is outstanding. Wide receiver, cornerback, so much more. They have a private chat with the experts. You have articles. You have gambling. You have the works. So go check them out. Use promo code BENCHED at checkout, BENCHED, and you get $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. Now let's get into this measly 5-game slate. Slight chance of rain in Baltimore, Oakland at Baltimore, 15% chance or so. The total in that game is 9.5. Blue Jays at Red Sox, 9. Dodgers at Cardinals, 7.5. Twins at Royals, 9.5. Mariners, Angels, 8.5. So, not too much going on there. When we break it down, Kershaw leads the way at 11-9. I'm not sure I want to pay that much against St. Louis. Kershaw just, he hasn't had that $12,000 stuff, if that makes any sense to anybody. He's been better at home than on the road. 23-3, 15-4. He had a 27-8 and a 28-8. You could work with that. If you want to go there, you can. I respect the right-handed power in this Cardinals lineup. They strike out 22% of the time versus lefties. His numbers, obviously, are very, very good. Cardinals have a 3.15 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties, 294. Righties, 273. They do have a 325 wOBA and a 180 ISO. Those are pretty good against left-handed pitching. So if you want to go up to Kershaw, you can. If you want to stack the pitchers in this game with the lowest total, you can. I'm just probably not going up to Kershaw. I'd like to get some bats on this slate. And that'll start me off with Eduardo Rodriguez at $9,100 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Erod's faced Toronto 3 times this year. He's 2-0 with 18 and 2/3, 5 earned, 15 Ks, averaging 20.3 DraftKings points per start against the Blue Jays. He struggled his last time out against Houston, but prior to that, at the White Sox, 36-4 against Toronto, 19.6, 5 and a third shutout innings of 5 Ks, 23-2 against Texas, a good team against lefties, 27-1 against Washington. Then some hiccups, and then back to good stuff. So Erod's been very, very good. It's a matter of not walking guys. That's been his biggest problem. Toronto strikes out 22% of the time. Erod is a minus 270 home favorite, which is by far the highest on the slate. He has a 26% K rate. His walks are down to 7.5%, which is really damn good, and a 40% ground ball rate. And he limits the hard contact, only a 27% hard contact guy. So all things looking really, really solid there for Eduardo Rodriguez. And you have a Blue Jays team with a team total of 3.13, it's below the Cardinals against Clayton Kershaw. Lefties 295, righties 308 against Erod. They have a measly 305 wOBA and an okay 176 ISO versus left-handed pitching. We saw Chris Sale, we saw David Price dominate their starts against the Blue Jays. And Erod's not those two, but he's very, very good. And at $9,100, I have no problem starting with Eduardo Rodriguez. Dropping down to $8,100, you got Austin Gomber. I apologize to the STL Cup of Joe Nation. That is my bad. He's faced the Dodgers once this year, 5 innings, 2 earned, 4 Ks for 9.3 points. Of late, he's been much, much better. 14.1 at Detroit, 15.8 at Cincinnati, 23.9 at Coors. That start against the Dodgers we just talked about. And then against the Nats, 25-3 at Kansas City, 17-7. He's showing some really, really good stuff. A lot of the peripherals say he's due for regression, so be careful of that. But the Dodgers do strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He has an almost 20% K rate. He does walk too many, a little over 10% walk rate. Does give up a little hard contact as well, 36.7% hard contact, not ideal. But the Dodgers have a 4.35 team total. They hit a 306 wOBA and a 163 ISO versus lefties. They've struggled immensely versus left-handed pitching. That's why they made all the trades for Machado for many reasons. But Dozier, David Freese, all these guys to try to hit lefties. And it's helped a little bit since then, but not really. Dozier's been a mess. They moved him out of like 7th or 8th in the batting order. They've really, really struggled versus left-handed pitching. So if you want to go to Austin Gomber, 81, I think he's worth a shot on a 5-game slate like this. Definitely worth a shot. You have Mike Leake, $7,600 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He's faced him 4 times this year. He's getting 12 earned and 19 and a third with 13 Ks, averaging 6.1 a start. So that does not scream good by any means. But he's on a pretty good run. 20.7 against Baltimore. Got beat up by Oakland. That's kind of understandable. 11.3 at Arizona. 28.2 at Oakland. That's why it was weird. 12-1, 13-6, 10-1, 11-9, 14-7, minus 7.4 against the Angels. He had a start earlier in the year against the Angels where he got 30 points. Leake is a wild card. He's either going to put together a pretty quality start, like a good cash game start. He's got upside. We've seen 25-plus out of him, or we've seen him get absolutely destroyed. And the Angels are a wild card. We've seen them be great, and then we've seen them do nothing. They do strike out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Leake's got a 49% ground ball rate, but gives up a lot of hard contact. It doesn't strike out a ton, so that's kind of the bugaboo, obviously, with Leake. The Angels have a 4.5 team total. It's middle of the pack tonight, a little high end of the pack tonight. Lefties 387, righties 348, so it's very, very risky. But as you're going to tell here in a minute, after Erod, after Gomber, I go to Leake, and then I drop into $4,000 range. That's where we're at tonight. This is a 5-game slate of disaster. So Leake should be on your radar. I wouldn't even recommend cash games tonight. You can if you want. If you're a degenerate and you like your cash games, it's fine. He'd probably be a cash game play for me just because if he pitches well, there you go. But it's very, very risky. Very, very, very risky. So Leake at 76 is there. I would have loved Sandy Alcantara if the Miami Marlins game was going on, but tis not. Brett Anderson's returning from the DL for Oakland against Baltimore. I'll pass. Dylan Bundy has been a travesty. You can in a GPP, I could see the appeal at $6,300 against the A's because, you know, if Bundy's on, he's great. The A's strike out almost 22% of the time. But, you know, Bundy, big-time fly ball guy, big-time hard contact guy, big-time I-give-up-the-long-ball guy, and you're facing the Oakland freaking Athletics. So he could have a huge game in a GPP if you want to get weird tonight because you're going to have to differentiate somewhere, if it's with your bats or your pitchers. You're going to have to do it somewhere on a 5-game slate. Dylan Bundy at 63 could be that guy for you if you so choose. But the other options I have for you, you have one at $4,900, Heath Fillmyer of the Kansas City Royals. He's faced Minnesota twice this year, averaging minus 4.1. Not good, Bob. And he got beat up his last time at Minnesota, 2 1/3, 6 earned, 1K for minus 10.2. But prior to that, 17-8 against Baltimore, 18-5 against Cleveland. He has a minus 4.1 against the White Sox. You know, 2.7 out of the bullpen, 22.8. Moral of the story, he's $4,900. He has shown tremendous upside. He has shown tremendous disaster. You're paying the price of a higher up outfielder, or just hitter in general. He's facing a Minnesota team that strikes out almost 22% of the time versus righties. Fillmyer has a walking problem, 11% walk rate. Only strikes out 14%, gives up hard contact 40% of the time. Has a ground ball rate of 50% of the time. A lot of that doesn't sound good. Minnesota has a 4.7 team total. Lefties 331, righties 390. Just throwing it out there, he's $4,900. The other guy I look at, and I like this a little bit more. It is still dicey. He's averaging 9.3 a start and 4 starts against the Boston Red Sox at 13 2/3, 6 earned, 12 Ks. If he gives me 9.3 for $4,500, I will definitely use Sam Gaviglio. We've used him before. He struggled his last couple starts, but he had a 25-6 at Baltimore. We've seen big, big nights from him and shaky nights from him. Last time he faced Boston was on July 14th, 3 1/3, 1 earned, 2 Ks, 6.5 DraftKings points. He's $4,500. If he can get you double digits, that's tremendous. Go, you know, and ideally, don't get you negatives. If you want to dip down here, I would take Gaviglio over Fillmyer. I'd take the $4,500 Gaviglio. If you want to match him with Erod, it's dicey because Boston is just juggernauts. But you're going to have to get weird on this slate. You're going to have to get really, really weird. That's all I can really say. So those are the guys I'm looking at tonight. I prefer Eduardo Rodriguez all the way up. If you want to pay to Kershaw and take value bats, I get it because the pitching is that bad. I think a lot of people are just going to go all the way to Kershaw and try to pair him with Erod or Mike Leake. That's going to be their method. Or they'll roll the dice with Dylan Bundy. I see that a lot tonight. That's a big option for people. But I like Erod, Gomber. Those two I kind of trust. Then you got Leake, Philmeyer, and Gaviglio. Gaviglio would be my punt. If you can't tell yet, this is not good, Bob. Not good at all. But all right, let's get in to the bats on this five-game slate. You got guys like Salvi Perez versus Steven Gonzalez of Kansas of Minnesota. Perez is an outstanding play at $3,900. If you got the money to pay up for catcher, you go that direction. That is an outstanding look for you there. If you aren't using Philmeyer, Williams Astudillo, we talked about him again, 7 more points last night. He got 7-7, 0 and 19 in his last 4 and 14 prior to that. So 7 or more in 4 of his last 5. He's $3,500. He is catcher, third base eligible. He could become a nice little add for you tonight versus Philmeyer at $3,500. Another guys you could look at is the likes of... Oh, this is one of those nights. Maybe a Christian Vasquez at 3K versus Gaviglio if you're not using Gaviglio. Lucroy versus Bundy at 29 has got some upside. Mike Zunino at 2,900 versus Despaigne is good as well, even though lefties versus Despaigne is what you're looking for. But in a GPP, you can go there. Sandy Leon, 2,700. He's been a zero machine. The punt I like. If you're not using Salvi Perez, Astudillo's not bad. Caleb Joseph at $2,700 versus Brett Anderson, I love. That is a great punt. Upside versus the lefty Anderson, who's really not that good. I can definitely see that as an option. Their other guy, Wins, is $3,100. So the Baltimore catching combo could be in play versus Brett Anderson for you. First base, you got Max Muncy versus Gumber. Muncy hits lefties very, very well, so keep that in mind. Matty Olson, I told you he was due to get one. He jumped into one last night. He got you 21 DraftKings points. He's $4,500 versus Bundy, so the A's are alive and well tonight. Second highest team total. The Boston Red Sox have the highest versus Gaviglio. Gaviglio, 377 lefties, only 310 righties, so you pray T's and P's to Gaviglio. But the A's, 5.2 team total. Lefties, 396. Righties, 296. Matty Olson, 396 lefties. Go. I got Karp in play against Kershaw in a GPP. But sliding on down, maybe a Mitchie two bags of 4,100 versus Gaviglio. If you want to not use Gaviglio tonight, you could go there. Ryan O'Hearn is lefty-lefty, so keep that in mind. Our boy, David Freese, $3,900 versus the lefty Gomber. We do look at stuff like that with Freese. We always have lefties 294. Lefties 372, righties 350 off Austin Gomber. So a David Freese at 39 could be in play for you tonight. The switch hitting, Kendrys Morales at 38 versus Eduardo Rodriguez, if you want to be really weird, because I think Rodriguez is going to be super, super, super high-owned. So Toronto bats will be super, super low-owned if you want to be different on this kind of slate. Trey Mancini, his power against Brett Anderson, I like that quite a bit at $3,600. Baltimore, 4.3 team total. Lefties, 367. Righties, 342 versus Brett Anderson. So Trey Mancini at 36 could be a nice play for you there. Hunter Dozier was scratched yesterday. He's day-to-day. If he gets back in the lineup today, he's first base, third base at $3,400 versus Steven Gonzalez. Nice value there against Gonzalez, who just has not been good since his trip to the bigs. Second base, Whit Merrifield getting it done night after night. Second base outfield eligible, $4,800, 21 more points last night. 21, 22, and 14 in his last three. He is in play for you. Jed Lowry at 46, not bad. Alberto Mondesi, $4,500, 23 more points last night as he got it done again. 23, 13, 2, 14, 24 in his last five. So those two guys definitely in play, could be your middle infield combo. They're pricey. They get on, they run. They're in great matchups versus Gonzalez, as we've talked about. Kansas City has a 4.8 team total. Lefties 577, righties 486 versus Gonzalez. I'm telling you, people are going to run to the Red Sox. They're going to run to the A's. They're going to leave you the Kansas City Royals. How many nights in a row have we talked about the goddamn Kansas City Royals? And how many nights in a row have they got it done, or at least almost every, like 80% of the time, the Royals are producing low ownership, getting it done, and I'm seeing green screens. Life is good. So keep the Royals in mind, because no one wants to pay these prices for these guys, and they keep getting it done. Maybe they don't tonight, but on a slate like this, when you have five games and you got to mix it up, I love the Royals. I love a Royals twin stack the game. The team. I know I'm going on a tangent here, but I'm trying to get you a little bit of an edge here. That Royals Twins game has a total of 9.5. The Orioles game is 9.5. So they're tied for the highest total on the slate. but people are going to flock to Oakland. They might even flock to Baltimore. They're going to flock to Boston. They're going to leave you, Kansas City, Minnesota, sitting there for the pickings. And if things play out the way they could, it doesn't always happen because it's baseball, there could be a lot of runs in Kansas City tonight, and you could have some fun with that, get them a little bit more value possibly as well. Back to your second baseman, you got Robbie Cano, lefties versus Despondi is a very nice thing at $4,300. If you want to get weird, the Cardinals will be low owned versus Kershaw as well. Talk about Toronto low ownership versus Erod. Cardinals will be low versus Kershaw. Jed Jericho, a guy that mashes left-handed pitching, second base, third base at 4K versus Kershaw could be a guy to turn to there for a discount. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. at 36 versus Erod is in play. If you want to trust Brian Dozier at 36 versus Gomber, you can. He's just been completely out of whack, like big time out of whack. David Fletcher, 3,500 for the Angels versus Mike Leake's another type of option for you. And then Logan Forsythe, uber value, especially if he's towards the top of the order. He's $2,900 versus Phil Meyer. That is an outstanding value at second base. And then another guy I've been using in the outfield at times for value, he's a switch hitter, Rosel Herrera. He bats like eighth for the Royals, but if you need a punt, he's $2,900, switch hitter. So he's got the platoon advantage. Those are two big-time punt plays. I like Forsythe a little more because he's going to probably be in the top of the order. But Forsythe or Herrera, very, very good. Remember, if you like Merrifield, he can go to the outfield. Montes, he can go to shortstop, and you can get one of those punt plays in there at second base if you need to reconfigure your lineup around stuff like that. Third base, you got Justin Turner at $4,900. Always an interesting play there versus Austin Gomber. Mentioned Muncy. Matt Chapman is worth every dime tonight at $4,700 versus Bundy. If you're paying up at third base, probably paying to Chapman. That's the best situation there on paper. Sliding on down, you got Jericho at 4K, like we talked about. Maybe a Rafael Devers at 39 versus Caviglio if you think Devers is going to wake up. We mentioned Timmy Beckham at 39. Or no, David Freese at 39. Tim Beckham is at 39 as well in your GPPs. But Freese is a very intriguing option there at $3,900. The third base position is not as fun as it used to be. But you got Astudillo again. We talked about him at catcher. He's $3,500. Brian Dozier at 34. Ari Adrianza, if he's in the Minnesota lineup, he's third base shortstop eligible now. He's 33. So you definitely have some values there. And then Kyle Seager, the guy that just keeps losing value because he can't hit the damn baseball. But we know the talent's there. It's just he's lost. He's $3,200 versus Despondi. Lefties can destroy Despondi. If you want to punt on a GPP and hope Seager finds one tonight at 32, you could do worse. So just want to keep mentioning him because the guy is legit good. He's just in a funk, a big-time funk, and maybe he won't find it until next year. But at that price point, you got to kind of at least look at it night in and night out. Don't have to play it night in and night out, but you got to acknowledge the value behind it. Going over to shortstop, you got the X-Man against Caviglio at 5K is outstanding. Machado versus Gomber at 47, I do like. I don't hate that. But you got Mondesi again at 4,500, like Alberto very much in this game. Marcus Semien's interesting at 42. Jorge Polanco versus Phil Meyer at 4K I like quite a bit as well. He's been hitting around the cleanup spot in that lineup. Before the goose egg yesterday against Severino, 15 and 8 in his prior two. We know the upside is there worth Polanco at 4K, so that's a pretty good-looking play for you there. If you want to be weird, DeJong versus Kershaw at 39 could be in play for you. We mentioned Tim Beckham already. We mentioned Lourdes Gurriel at 36. We mentioned Adrianza at 33. So those are kind of where you're pivoting to if you need to go down below. Heading over to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 59 is always interesting. But Shohei Ohtani at 57 keeps hitting the ball very, very well. He put up a goose egg yesterday. It's actually tough to tell what he did because DraftKings can't add up things anymore because they put his pitching stats on the right side even though they put his hitting stats on the left. So I can't tell you how many DraftKings, but last night he had 2 for 3 with a double, a run, and a walk. So definitely had a big night for you double-digit-wise. Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Leake is not a good matchup for Mike Leake. Got J.D. Martinez, Mike Trout, all really good stuff there. So the Ohtani-Trout combo against Leake I like quite a bit because Betts and Martinez, Benintendi, as great a place that they are versus Caviglio, will be very, very popular as well. Chris Davis versus Bundy, Stephen Piscotty versus Bundy, both really good plays. I mentioned yesterday how Piscotty is just on an absolute tear. He got you 5 points yesterday. He's averaging 12.4 his last 10. He's been very, very good. So both those guys in play for you tonight. Whit Merrifield at 48. We know how I feel about that one. Eddie Rosario in that Minnesota-Kansas City game stack at 47 is very, very nice. Lorenzo had a big night for the A's leading off. $4,300, 25 DraftKings points, 3 for 5 with a run, a double, a triple, a walk, stolen base. He got it in last night. This kid has nights like that. He has some duds as well, but that's why I say in a stack, Lorenzo's a really, really good option at $4,300. Yeah, Marcelo Ozuna in a GPP versus Kershaw. You could go like Ozuna and Jericho and DeJong. A lot of that lefty power versus Kershaw if you want to get really weird. Lefties 294, righties 273 versus Kershaw. I know lefties are getting a little better, but man, that's GPP-wise, intriguing. Just, it's very risky, but intriguing. But you get yourself like an Adam Jones at $4,200 versus Brett Anderson. I like that quite a bit in that matchup. Going down, like a Nelly Cruz maybe in play versus Despaigne. Tyler O'Neill, if he made the lineup at 4K, is GPP relevant versus Kershaw. Same with Grichuk, $3,900 versus Erod, both GPP type. Go for broke type plays there. Max Kepler's $3,900 versus Phil Meyer. That's outstanding. They've moved him down in the order, which really sucks, but still a very solid play there. Jake Cave, or Cave, whatever the hell his real name is, he's got 7 and 17 in his last two. He's $3,900 for the Twins. Nice looking player. He's batting like fifth the last couple days. So Jake Cave, I'm calling him Cave because he's been our value darling, but now he's up at $3,900 against Phil Meyer. Still a very good play there if he's in the middle of the order. The biggest thing with that Twins Royals game, see where the order is, see where the productive spots in the lineup will be, and then attack. Sliding on down to the mid threes, you got like Cole Calhoun at 37 leading off versus Leak. Like that quite a bit in that matchup. Mentioned Trey Mancini at 36. That's some nice value. Alex Gordon, $3,600, hit third again yesterday versus a lefty. 8 more DraftKings points. I don't see Gonsalves being in the game too long tonight. So Gordon at 36, batting third, does give you some very nice value in that Royals lineup tonight. Robbie Grossman was hitting cleanup, I believe, last night at $3,600. So keep Grossman on your radar as he's been getting some nice playing time and nice spots in that order. So another value for you there if you need to go that direction. Going down to the lower threes, it's going to get a little bleak. Maybe Nick Martini if he cracks the lineup at 33 for Oakland. Maybe Ben Gamble, D. Gordon for the Mariners at 33. Nothing too sexy down here. Kind of see what the lineups produce when you get around to it tonight. Let's recap the pitching real quick. Again, it's pretty ugly. If you want to go Kershaw up top, I get it. I totally get it. I just don't want to pay that because I want to get some bats tonight on this weird slate. But if you do, I get it. But Erod at 91, I like quite a bit. Gomber at 81 is interesting versus the Dodgers. Very much in play. And then you got like Mike Leake. He's kind of that up and down, kind of usually safer type play you can take a peek at. You got Phil Meyer and Gaviglio down below. If you want to go, like I said, an Erod, Gaviglio, get all the bats and see what happens, I can totally get behind that. If not, T's and P's to all y'all. But that'll do it. Oh, no. Again, stacks. We talked about Red Sox. We talked about A's. Love me some Royals Twins game stack. Let's talk about your BVP on this evening action of baseball. We'll kick it off with, we're going to skip the Marlins Mets, but Toronto at Boston. Eduardo Nunez has a homer off Gaviglio. JD Martinez, 2 homers. Very small sample sizes. Kendrys Morales, 7 for 24. 2 doubles and a homer off Erod. Teoscar Hernandez and Solarte have taken Erod deep. Chris Davis and Matt Olson have both taken Dylan Bundy deep. You got Jared Jericho. The Cardinals are only hitting 212, but Jericho's taking him deep. Yadier Molina, 7 for 27, 3 doubles. Nothing too crazy in that one, as you kind of expect. Other than that, Mike Trout, 8 for 16, 3 doubles and a homer off Mike Leake. Andrelton Simmons, 4 for 12 with a homer off of Mike Leake. Justin Upton, 11 for 29, hitting 379 with a double, triple, and a homer off of Mike Leake. That is not good for morale. Now, that will do it for your 5-game slate. Let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Use promo code SDSports when you check out to get entry into a free $3 tournament. It is a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafting, just the way you like it. Draft's done in under 5 minutes. Get some in today for the full slate of NFL action. They have weekend slates, they have the full slates. They have all kinds of different slates. So go check them out. They'll have golf for you. Baseball, of course, is still rocking and rolling. And then they'll have basketball and hockey as that comes around. So go check them out. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports. Don't forget to check out thequantedge.com for your NFL DFS needs. After you listen to the 2-Point Conversion NFL DFS podcast, you can mosey on over to the Quant Edge and use their lineup optimizer, their injury tools, and all the great stuff they have there. And you do so by using promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, when you check out, and you'll get a $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. It's promo code BENCHED, BENCHED. Speaking of NFL DFS, again, the 2-Point Conversion podcast moved a day. We're recording on Thursday night. So I will break down the Thursday night showdown for you real quick. If you have any other questions, the guy's been popping all week in the NFL chat, the baseball chat. Join the SD Slack chat. It is free. $3.99 free. So come check it out in the SD Slack chat. Now let's get into your Thursday night NFL DFS showdown. You have a matchup tonight between the Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals. It's going to be a very, very interesting one for you here. Pretty, pretty simple stuff here. Defenses are alive and well in this one. When you're looking at the main plays for you, and you're checking out Baltimore. Well, let me just do this a lot easier. Just click this button. Oh, we're not going to do that on this slate. There we go. It loads. All right. So when we're checking out Baltimore side of things, you know, the quarterback play versus Cincinnati, you could go there. You saw Andrew Luck get out some success for Cincinnati last week. So if you need to go Flacco, you can. I'd look more at the Alex Collins of the world. You know, in the flex, he's 9K. In the captain spot, he's 13.5. Probably wouldn't make him a captain so much, but you could go there. If you want to differentiate, you go to Javaris Buck Allen, who got a lot of action there. There's two different sides of the story in this one. Some say it was because Baltimore was blowing them out, so they gave Alex Collins some rest, and Buck Allen got the role. Kind of hit and miss there, but Buck Allen can give you a discount of $5,400 if you need a punt, but I think Alex Collins is definitely alive and well in this game. The likes of Michael Crabtree and John Brown much cheaper, could be two receivers you could look at. This game should be a defensive battle, so finding the guys on offense that get it done are going to be the key, but that's going to be the interesting part there. When you look at the Bengals side of things, the Ravens defense is legit. They were legit last year. Bills made them look more legit than they should be. Like, the Bengals will still move the ball. I think a lot of people are going to focus on the Baltimore side of things to attack the Bengals. They're going to use the Baltimore defense instead of the Bengals defense, which I get. But guys like Andy Dalton could be in play. The top play of the slate and could be Joe Mixon at $9,800 in your flex. 14-7 in the captain seat. That's not breaking news. That is just common sense. He had 92% of the workload out of the backfield last week. That is great, great stuff. And they're saying they want to give me even more. All reports and all video you watched, he's a phenomenal receiving back. Joe Mixon should be in for a huge, huge game tonight. Very much in play. You could look at a guy like A.J. Green as well at 10-4 out of the flex or 15-6 out of the captaincy. I'd have Joe Mixon in the captain's chair. If you want some value at receiver, Tyler Boyd was the number two for the Cincinnati Bengals last week, not John Ross. John Ross is good. He had a couple red zone targets, but that was about it. And he cashed in on one of them. He's $5,800 in the flex. But Tyler Boyd's $3,400 in the flex. He's going to be the wide receiver two for the Cincinnati Bengals tonight. I think that's a very good play for you at that $3,400 value kind of punt position. And then you got guys like Tyler Eifert at 6K, which could be an option for you as well. The other guys I think could be interesting. I did this on a showdown the other day. On a game we think is going to be tight like this, Justin Tucker as your cap-eton. $6,300 could be huge. If it's one of those games where the Ravens get like five field goals, Justin Tucker at this price point can be huge. He's $4,200 regularly, $6,300 out of the captaincy. I think either way, if you use him as a flex or a captain, Justin Tucker should be a nice part of your offense. The Ravens, if you're using them as, I think a defense or a kicker could be really interesting. If you're not using like Mixon in the captain spot, I think a defense or a kicker could be interesting. You got the Ravens, they're regularly $3,600. As a captain, they are 54, so they're also very, very good. So I love the Ravens' defense. I love Justin Tucker as a kicker. You can use him as flex to, or as captains to be really, really weird. If not them at captain, you're looking at Joe Mixon. Remember some of the value plays, maybe a John Brown at receiver, a Buck Allen at running back, or a Tyler Boyd at receiver for Cincinnati. It's not the prettiest game. It's a Thursday night game. Remember, after week one, you know, now that these quick weeks come back, these guys play a lot slower on Thursday nights for the most part. Not always. Usually a second half game. So keep your eye on that. Any questions you have, come join us in the SD Slack chat. I want to give you a quick run through there just so you had a little idea. But come ask me any questions you want in there, and I'll break it down some more for you. But that'll do it, folks. Remember, five games slate on tap tonight. And then you got football is back. Big weekend coming up. Again, two-point conversion will be out. We got Bench with Bubba with Mike Stepney. I recorded really good stuff, giving some waiver wire talk and much, much more for the fantasy football world. Had to postpone my baseball one a little bit. It'll be recorded this weekend now instead of this week. But we got a lot going on at the Esports DGens. Be on the lookout for some football articles this week and much, much more. But thanks for listening today. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 13th edition. I'm out. We'll be right back.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.